Welcome to Simple Living Works, Episode 2. I'm Jerry Iverson. It's my pleasure to be your host. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, and effective lifestyle. It is not a list of rules nor living on the cheap. It avoids fads, convenience, and deprivation. We believe in abundance, that there's enough for everybody's needs, but not anybody's greed. Our mission is to equip people of faith, first, to challenge consumerism, second, to live justly, and third, to celebrate responsibly. We continue the mission and resources of Alternatives, which served from 1973 to 2011. After this short series of Getting Acquainted episodes, we intend to produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. Glad you're with me. I greet you from Sioux City, Iowa.
'Tis a gift to be simple. 'Tis a gift to be free. 'Tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. When we find ourselves in the place just right, it will be in the valley of love and delight.
Our Simple Living website, that's simplelivingworks.org, contains hundreds of seasonal and year-round resources for children and adults, for family, home, and church. Our various social media will direct you to free resources about simpler living on the Internet, including those produced in the past by Alternatives. We have produced numerous resources to help others, and most of them are available on the Simple Living Works website in text, audio, and video. See the show notes for a link. The classic, Living More with Less, has been central to my ministry. It's now available in a 30th anniversary edition. We have developed numerous resources in print, in audio, and video to unlock the five life standards. Follow the link in the show notes to find them. The bulk of this podcast is one of those numerous attempts. It's taken from the Common Good podcast, which I co-host and produce.
You have the five life standards of how to bring the macroeconomics into the micro of daily living. So tell us about the five life standards.
You bet. I'm really glad that you've given me space on your channel of YouTube to upload a video about the five life standards, as well as some other videos featuring Tony Campolo and Shane Claiborne, and some other classic videos that we produced in the past. We plan to do even more of that this coming fall with some classic Simple Living Christmas videos.
Good.
Well, first of all, voluntary simplicity is not just about growing a few tomatoes and wearing your old clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a comprehensive lifestyle, and it is not something that is the same for everyone, but I have found the most helpful as a framework to use the five life standards that came out of Living More with Less. The first life standard is to do justice. That's not just about thinking about justice or talking about justice, but doing justice. That's living justice. That's much more than just charity. Charity is very important. We need to support people through charity. Justice is working to correct the system, the structure that makes charity necessary.
Thanks for making that distinction. So important. Thank you.
The second life standard is to learn from the world community. That means that there are things that people in the developing world have to teach us here in America. It means that maybe we don't know everything there is to know about everything. But there's a lot we can learn from our brothers and sisters in Africa and in Latin America, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a lot to do with fair trade.
And the Jubilee Economics website has a number of articles on fair trade, including two or three Common Good podcasts on fair trade. So great. So let's see, which number are we on now? Is it
the third life standard is to cherish the natural order. Cherish the natural order is the environmental component of voluntary simplicity. And this includes things, simple things like recycling. But in voluntary simplicity, we take the mantra reduce, reuse, recycle very seriously. That is, the first one is the important one, reduce.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you do use, you reuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can't reuse it, then you recycle it. But you definitely do recycle it. You don't throw things away.
Uh-huh.
And so that's just one of 100 examples of how we care for creation. The fourth life standard is cherish people, not things. You know, we're world-class cherishers of things. We dust stuff, and we collect stuff, and we find storage units so we can protect our precious stuff. But the really precious things are people, and especially the relationships we develop. We first of all develop a relationship of honesty with ourself. We develop honest relationships also with other people, whether it be in our family or our global family.
Mm-hmm.
We develop relationships with the creation, with the environment, and then, and very importantly, we believed it's important to develop a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to nourish people, not things. And the fifth life standard, very quickly, is non-conform freely. Non-conform freely sounds like resisting peer pressure, and that's part of it. But it also includes resistance to commercial messages that try to persuade us to buy things we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot to do with what's called media literacy, learning about what the media are for and learning about how we can resist their insistent messages.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the five life standards.
Thanks for taking us through them and for the examples you bring.
As a reminder, the five life standards from Living More with Less are, number one, do justice. That is, using only our fair share of the Earth's resources. Number two, learn from the world community. That's openness to other cultures. It involves reverse missions and fair trade. Number three, nurture people, not things. That is, focus on relationships instead of stuff. Number four, cherish the natural order. That's about caring for creation. And number five, non-conform freely. Develop spiritual resistance to advertising that pressures us to buy things we really don't need. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to podcast@simplelivingworks.org or leave a message on our Facebook page or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes on our website, simplelivingworks.org, in window number 3. Coming up in episode 3, I'll tell you the saga of Simply Enough. It's a fascinating story about our video. Later this fall, you'll hear the classic Break Forth into Joy, Beyond a Consumer Lifestyle. Then, the 6-part radio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It, Anyway? It's time to wrap up Episode 2 of Simple Living Works. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will now through iTunes or your favorite podcast service. Remember to like us on Facebook and urge your friends to do the same. We'd love to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. We do not solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. You'll receive the free monthly Simple Living Works e-news when you sign up. We publish nothing on paper except for a simple flyer to hand out at meetings and conferences. And I want to thank Earth Mama for the music on our show. Find details in the show notes. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share and Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.